Welcome back to the podcast. We're talking healing today and how you can heal trauma within 90 minutes. Yes, that's a big claim. I'm going to stand by it. I'm going to explain to you how and how you can continue to do your inner healing. I'm going to explain to you what inner healing work is, how you can do it, the different modalities you can look into and explore. And I'm going to give you some hot tips right here, right now of how to actually do the work. So, ladies and gentlemen, I will be sharing my video today. So if you're not watching the video of this podcast, please come watch the video because I'm going to show you visuals. I'm going to break it down. It's going to make a lot more sense for you. This is going to be a very educating conversation. So if you're not watching the video, please, I encourage you to go watch the video. YouTube has the video. Spotify has the video. I don't think the other platforms do. So go jump on that if you aren't watching the video. Or if you're going to watch it and not watch it, you're going to listen and not watch the video. Just come back later and watch the video later. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start off with the question, what is inner work? It's a really good question to ask. I've asked a fair few people recently about this. And just as a heads up, you're actually going to be seeing a snippet of my book. I actually just finished the first draft of it last week. So you will see snippets of my book in this podcast, which is cool. I'm going to share a screen and show you little snippets of my book. So again, have the video ready so you can watch it. So the question is, what is inner work? It's a really, really good question. I would love for you guys to put your answer in the comments below before I tell you my answer. What is inner work? Just think about that for a minute. Some people call it healing. Some people call it self-introspection. Some people call it self-discovery. Some people call it so many different things. It's a really, really good question. After a lot of research and obviously doing this for a long period of time and coaching a lot of people and doing a lot of work on myself and others, this is my definition of what inner work is. It is dissolving the wounds and blockages that is masking your true self. I will say that again. It's dissolving. You could also use the word healing. Dissolving or healing the wounds and blockages that is masking your true self. Now, what's the difference between a wound and a blockage? You'll see that soon. It's the different bodies that you can heal through. But again, it's a really, really cool question. And the reason I say your true self is because you weren't born with your limitations. You download them. You're born limitless and then you're, quote, programmed out of it. It's a really, 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 really cool process. So let's go to the next one. You've probably seen the Statue of David before, or you know what the Statue of David, and you've probably heard the quote that is most famously shared by Michelangelo. And it's funny because I've got this quote in my book. When doing the research for my book, there's actually no historical evidence of him saying this. I think it's just been credited to him, but it's a really, really, really powerful quote anyways. So Michelangelo made the Statue of David and someone asked him, how did you make the statue? How did you make such a beautiful statue? And his answer was beautiful. David was always in the statue. I just chipped away anything that wasn't him. So if we go back to that quote about dissolving the wounds and blockages that is masking your true self. Sorry, I got something in my mouth. It's about actually healing and dissolving the things that aren't you. I do apologize. There's something in my mouth. I had to get that out. So this is what inner healing is. So you're identifying your subconscious and conscious limitation, blocks, wounds, traumas, doing a process or healing through it to allow your true self to shine through. Now, when I first got started with my healing journey, I started with NLP, I started with Tony Robbins, I started in that world. I didn't understand there were many bodies to heal through. So these are the main four bodies. Now, this is credited to Cody McAuliffe. So he's a coach that I'm working with. He's an absolute rock star. So full credits to him for this model. So there's the mental body. Now, the mental body is your mind. So it's your memories, it's your beliefs, it's your perceptions. It's the things that you're conscious of, you can think of. There's a beautiful quote by Dr. Sarah Woodhouse. She's the author of the book, You're Not Broken. It's a really, really good book. Top five books for healing for me. And she has this line in there that trauma is unprocessed memories. It's a really cool line. Think about that. Trauma is unprocessed memories. Now, I agree to that. However, that's for the mental body. To take that to the next level, because there's also the emotional body, the spiritual body, the physical body. There's also the energetic body, which I don't have in this photo as well. I would actually tweak that quote. Instead of saying trauma is unprocessed memories, I'd say trauma is unprocessed experiences, because you can have things that you don't remember. You can have things that happened to you before the ages of three, even in your womb, your mother's womb space, that can energetically be stored within you as a blockage or a trauma. That's where somatic healing, that's where emotional healing, that's when spiritual healing comes into it. So that was a really big paradigm shift for me when I really understood that there's more bodies to heal, not just the mental. So what's the emotional body? That is the emotions that you suppress. So for example, say you're 6 months old or 6 years old or 20 years old, it doesn't matter. The younger you are, the more susceptible you are to trauma because you have less ability to protect yourself and look after yourself and less tools to process, to regulate, all the above. But say you have something that's really stressful, traumatic, painful for you, and these emotions come through you like anger or anger, frustration, guilt, shame, anxiety, or whatever it is. If you do not express that and regulate through that, and you suppress that, you're suppressing emotions within your nervous system. So that's the emotional body that it gets stored in. So you want to then do healing that incorporates the emotional body. So it's actually, you might have heard the term, the healing is in the feeling. So whatever you don't feel through, you suppress, and it ends up becoming this big bag of shit that you carry around through your life. Again, not just mentally, also emotionally. What is the physical body? If you've ever heard of the word somatics, the word soma means body. So somatics is like body work, physical body work. I've never actually done this, and I'm actually booked in to go do this tomorrow, which I'm really excited for. But there's people that do emotional massaging. So it's actually emotionally healing massages that you can receive. There's other modalities you can use. You can use breath work, you can use meditation, you can do body work. So body work and massage kind of overlap each other. But it's things where you've got the trauma or the emotions or the wounds or the blockages stored in your body. So the emotional body is more your nervous system. The physical body is more your physical, like your muscles. The issues are in the tissues. Remember that. So you might have heard stories. I've heard stories of this. I haven't experienced it yet. But I've heard stories of friends who have gone and received an emotional healing massage where the emotions are literally stored within the tissues of your body, where people will receive a massage and they'll just start crying or they'll get angry or they'll start releasing their stuff because their emotions just literally stored within their tissues. For anyone that's done breath work before, and I've done many healing breath work sessions, you can literally have this somatic, shaking, convulsing reaction because you've got all this shit that's stored within your nervous system and your body, and that's how you release it. Because again, mental is memories. You're aware of it. You're conscious of it. All these other bodies, you're not aware of it. It's in your body. It's in your nervous system. It's in your spiritual body. Let's go into the spiritual body right now. The spiritual body, for me, it's the hardest one to explain. It's your level of awareness and consciousness. It's how aware are you and how conscious of you. And again, that's quite a hard thing to quantify. But the best one that has served me when it comes to spiritual body is meditation and psychedelics or plant medicines. Because for anyone that's done plant medicine, where it's ayahuasca or mushrooms or anything like that, they're the two that I've done myself. So when you've done something like that, and you know when you've done it, is like you see the world differently. You feel things differently. You feel connected to source or God or whatever spirit, whatever word you use. And your level of spiritual awareness and consciousness expands. So whenever you say spiritual healing or the spiritual body, it's allowing yourself to expand with your awareness and consciousness when it comes to the spirituality. So again, it's probably the hardest one to explain in my opinion, well for me anyways. So for me, I've done many plant medicine ceremonies. I love plant medicine. I'm a big fan of it. So again, it's just a different body to heal through. Now there's a fifth body. It's called the energetic body. So it's the energy body. I can't explain it that well. That's why I don't teach it, but I've done Reiki healing. Reiki healing and kinesiology always works within the energy body. I don't understand it well enough to teach it, so I don't talk about it too much. But I've also heard from some people that there's up to 14 bodies. Now, again, too much for me. I'm going to stick with these ones for now. And that's how you do inner healing. So you want to do all of them. You don't want to just stay with one. One is great. That's where people start. I started with the mental body. I guess my personality traits and my way of my upbringing, I gravitate more to the mental body because that's what I guess I'm stronger at. And that's what I do with my clients. But I just want to teach you and show you that there's many ways to heal. So let's go on to the next slide. So if anyone that's heard of Ken Wilbar before, he's very well known for his integral growth or his integral theory. He's got a book called Integral Theory. It is a fucking hard read. I'm not going to lie. It was very, very hard. I got halfway through and had to stop because it was too much for me at this point in my journey. I'm going to come back to that and finish that when I'm ready for it. But he talks about three things: cleaning up, growing up, and waking up. So cleaning up is very trauma cleaning, healing, getting through the actual blockages that are there. Growing up is like you're maturing, going from girl to woman, boy to man. It's an awareness and maturity level. And then waking up is your awareness and consciousness stuff. So if you put all of these bodies and tools together, you have what is called integral growth. And that is, again, this model is from Cody McAuliffe. This is not my model, but it is fucking awesome. So you've got the mental body, you've got the emotional body, the spiritual body, and the physical body. And they all link into each other. They overlap each other. Many modalities touch on many bodies. It's all integrated. So you've got grown up, cleaning up, waking up, and they work on different bodies. Now, I could talk about this for hours and hours, and I teach this more inside of my courses and my content and my conscious community, if that's something you're interested in jumping into. But this is the goal. You want to clean up your stuff, which allows you to show up, which allows you to express your true self, the Statue of David, by actually healing through, cleaning up, growing up, waking up to who you truly fucking are and being the fullest expression of who you are. That's when you live in authenticity. That's when you create a life that's truly yours. So let's keep going. Now, there's many modalities. So this is my book, by the way. So you guys have seen a little snippet of what's going into my book. So in my book, I'm going to have a list of as many healing modalities as I can find. So I've done a post on my Instagram. There's like literally 500 comments on there. And a lot of them are obviously double ups and triple ups, but it's pretty much asking what modalities have people tried to do their inner healing work. And I've also put in down which ones I'm actually trained in and I do for my clients. I've got my own personal modalities in here. I've also got ones that I've tried as, ones I've been trained in, ones that I've experienced as a client, and then just other ones that I haven't even experienced yet. And there are heaps. Now, I've only got a little list here. I'm going to be adding to this. This is just the first draft, but I'll read out some of them. Ego dissolving, that's one of my own tools. Balancing, the balancing process, that's one of my tools. NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, negative emotional release techniques, DeMartini facilitation, breath work, holographic transformation, Reiki healing, meditation, sound healing, plant medicine, journaling, crystal healing, massage therapy, inner child healing, shadow work, astrology healing, chakra cleansing, yoga, ecstatic dancing, primal screaming, tantric healing, shame circles, that's more of a tool, but really, really powerful, traditional therapy, of course, human design, psychotherapy, quantum energy healing, acupuncture, reflexology, cognitive behavioral therapy, emotional freedom technique, tapping, I can't even say this word, astric healing, womb healing, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, EMDR. Like, I just listened, I don't know how many are there right there, but there's a lot there. There are so many ways to heal, and each of these will access different bodies, depending on the tool, the modality. Some of them do cross over. So I hope this whole video has just opened your eyes. So holy shit, there's so much to do. There's so many more healings to do. So I've called this video, How to Heal Trauma Within 90 Minutes, because I've put together my own unique process, which is my balancing process. I also have my ego dissolving process. The ego dissolving process takes about 20, 30 minutes, and it is really, really powerful. I run it in groups. And then my balancing process, I currently only do it one-on-one with my one-on-one clients and my close friends, family, and people that I love and care that I want to help out. But I'm also learning to facilitate this in a group process. This is the more thorough process. It takes about 60 to 90 minutes, depending who the person is. And then the ego dissolving process, it's more of a limiting belief and emotional releasing. The balancing process is changing your perceptions and the reality that you live in. It's really, really powerful, and it's a big claim. And it's a culmination of the DeMartini process. For anyone that understands or knows who Dr. John DeMartini is, he is very well known for his DeMartini process. And it's about balancing perceptions. He's got this line where it's called, any emotion that you experience outside of love and gratitude is a lopsided perception. So he talks a lot about perceptions. I could talk about this for hours and hours, and hence why it's all going into my book. This is all in my book as well. And he talks about everything that you perceive as a perception. Everything you live through, you go through, you see, and you know is a perception. Because two people can go through the same thing and have different perceptions on them. I've got this little photo here. If you're watching the video, look at this photo, pause the video and actually look at it for a while because it's a bit of a brain fuck. But this person sees four, this person sees three. Same situation, different perception. It's like you don't see the world the way, you don't see things the way they are, you see things the way you are. I'll say that again. You don't see things the way they are, you see things the way you are. So if you've got past hurt, past trauma, past judgment, you're going to see that. You're going to attract that. You're going to be that. It's very powerful. Again, it's a big rabbit hole we could dive into. But just for context of this video, because I don't want this to go for too long, you want to understand perceptions. So every perception that you have, that is outside of love and gratitude. So if you can't say that you love someone or you're grateful for someone and everything about someone, there is a lopsidedness to your perception. Now, let's use a relationship as an example. When you truly love someone, not puppy love, not infatuation. Let's use the honeymoon period because that's called infatuation. That's when you put someone on a pedestal and you see all of their upsides and you dismiss all of their downsides. Because when you're looking up, you can't look down. When you're looking down, you can't look up. I've got more pendulums to teach that. But a true perception of love. So, sorry, I'll go back to the first one. So a lopsided perception of love, which is infatuation, where you see all these positives, none of these negatives, you're not seeing the person for the wholeness of who they are. You're seeing the things that you love and you're ignoring the things that you don't love about them. So that's not true love. True love for anyone that's in a deep, embodied, conscious relationship, or you have a beautiful, loving relationship with a parent or a friend or anyone, a sibling, a child. True love is seeing their upsides, seeing their downsides, and loving them for the wholeness of who they are. That's what true love is. And it's seeing both sides to someone. Seeing your perception is balanced. That's essentially what he's teaching. Now, he teaches that in from a physics standpoint, and he goes really deep into it. But just for this video, you want to understand, if you can't say that you love someone or you're grateful for someone, and not just say it, feel it. Not just in your fucking head. If you're in your head, you're dead. If you're just living in your mind, because this is what this is actually a shadow of self-development. People that become conscious and so aware of their shit, they intellectualize it and they live in their head. They don't fucking feel it. If you don't get it in your heart, you don't get it. So you've got to fucking feel it. So I'm going on tangents here, but I'll bring this all together. So essentially my unique process that I do and how I help people is understanding the DeMartini process and integrating parts of that of how to balance the perception, but it's also integrating the emotional body. It's bringing the emotion, the heart, the soma, the physical body into the experience as well. And essentially what I take people through, and I can do this in about 60 to 90 minutes, depending on the person, is I've done this, I literally did it twice last week, four times the week before, and then countless times for my clients over the years. It's been able to actually take them through a system, a process, a modality, which allows them to see the blessings, see the love, see the gratitude, and feel the gratitude for everything that they've been through. Their mom, their dad, their bullies, their perpetrators, their abusers, everything. Because everything, you may have heard the line that life is happening for you, not to you. Most people have heard that if you've done any fucking self-development, right? Life is always happening for you, not to you. Life is on the way, not in the way. They're very cliche quotes. They're fucking right. But how do you see it? How do you feel it when you've been abandoned, when you've been abused, when you've been assaulted, when you've been taken advantage of, or whatever trauma you've been through? We've all got our own. It's by actually going through a process like what I'm telling you about. And mine is very unique, very powerful. It works 100% of the time. And I've done this process on people who have been raped, people that have been abused, people that have been abandoned, people that have been taken advantage of, people whose parents who weren't quote the best parents on the planet. I've done that. It works. So what I would like for you guys to get out of this podcast is to understand that there is always more healing to do. I talk about triggers, and triggers reveal unhealed wounds. Nothing triggers you. It reveals what's inside of you. So when you get triggered, or whenever you have resistance, there's another quote that I love. To the degree that you resist reality is the degree that you suffer. So when you have resistance or judgment or emotional charge or anger or frustration or whatever negative emotion you have towards someone or something, there's an imbalance with your perception. You're not seeing how that person or situation or circumstance has served you, has shaped you into who the fuck you are. My trauma with my dad has shaped me into the man I'm proud to be. My anxiety, my debilitating anxiety when I was younger, has helped me master my emotions and have the emotional intelligence that I'm proud to have today. And I wouldn't have it if it wasn't for the exact thing that I went through. And until you fucking see that, until you fucking feel that, until you fucking get that, it will weigh you down. Whatever you can't say you're grateful for or you're thankful for weighs you down. And this is like the ultimate paradox. And this makes me laugh because it's kind of like the universe playing its cruel jokes on people. But whatever you judge, you attract it into your life, you get triggered by it, and then eventually you become it. I'll say that again. Whatever you judge, which is a lopsided perception, which could also be trauma or wounds, whatever you judge, you will attract it into your life, you will get triggered by it, and eventually you become it. That, if that's not enough motivation for you to fucking do your work, I don't know what is. And just to give you a bit more understanding of that, don't look for a yellow bus. What the fuck are you thinking about? What the fuck are you aware of? What are you triggered by when you see it? So you got to be aware of this stuff and do your work. So I hope this made sense. So I've got a modality where I take people through literally 60 to 90 minutes to do the work. I teach this in my conscious community. I do this with my one-on-one clients. I would love to hear from you. What's your biggest takeaway from this podcast in the comments? Is it a body? You didn't understand the four bodies or the five bodies? Do you not understand all the different modalities? Is it time for you to do your fucking work and keep working through your stuff? Is it the fact that you can't say you're grateful for your parents or your mum or your dad or your bullies or your siblings or your ex-partners, whatever it is? I caught up with a friend on the weekend. And I told her we're actually going to book in and do a healing session together. But she's doing her healing. She's doing like the emotional massages. It's actually the thing that I'm receiving tomorrow. And I was talking about obviously healing and what I'm talking about now. And she had just gone through a bad breakup. And I could feel a little bit of emotional tension there. I asked her, I said, have you fully healed through that? And she's like, ah. Like, it was like kind of. The answer is obviously no. I said, can you wholeheartedly say, not just in your head, in your fucking heart, that you love every single part about this person? And her answer was no. I said, fantastic. Thank you for being honest. So until you get to that point where you truly see it, recognize it and feel it and get it in your heart, you will continue to be triggered by it. You will continue to attract it and eventually you'll become it. And she's like, oh, fuck, I need some help. I said, yeah, I'm happy to help you. So I hope this made sense. Let me know your thoughts below. If you're interested in going through my work and doing healing with me, click on the link below. There'll be my conscious community. There's a money back guarantee on your first month. You can cancel whenever you want. It's fucking awesome. It's literally like $50 or $100 a month. It's super cheap depending on your currency. It's super, super affordable. If you want to work with me one-on-one, if you've got the budget to do so, it's application only. Click on the link below. And guys, go share this with a friend, please. I hope you got value from this. I fucking love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you on the next one.